Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And nothing says morning like a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get this all-time favorite for just $2 on the $1-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Episode 1403 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. This is Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Before I go into anything specific, I just want to say, toward the end of the recording, my mobile rang. And I'll just simply say, you'll hear it ringing. It doesn't interfere with what I say. And I just want to bring attention to it because I thought it was funny. And here, it's a situation where someone wants to know how they respond to a recruiter who asked them for references way too early. Hope you find this helpful, and let's get going! I was asked a question I thought was great, and that is, you know, a recruiter has asked me for references at the time of a first interview, and I really don't want to give it to them. So how can I say no to recruiters when they ask for references during an interview? Now, I want to be to differentiate and to say I want to start by answering the question for about contingency recruiters, because that's definitely a place to say no. They may tell you we need to check references on behalf of the client, and that's a great line, but what they're really doing is trying to use your contacts to go recruit other people. I know this because I've listened to sales trainers for years talk about this as a gambit to get great talent, and you don't want to be complicit. So the correct way to respond, or the easiest way to respond, is rather than take it on head on, you smile and say, in due time, but not right now. And if they say, well, we need to have it because the client wants us to check references at the time that we submit. And again, I want to be clear, I'm not talking about the retained search firms. I'm not talking about C-level professionals. I'm talking about, you know, your typical average Jane or Joe who's in a job and is being approached by a recruiter. And, you know, they say, we need the reference, the client wants it. I said, great, I'd be happy to provide it to the client. Well, they want us to check the references. Not at this time. Then we can't submit you. Okay. And leave it at that. And you know why? Because if they could get you in the door, they'd get you in the door. And they can't. What they're trying to do is parlay one contact into two or three where they call them up and try to recruit them, ostensibly under the guise of checking a reference. So they might say, well, we need a former manager. And then they go from there to your manager and start up by doing a reference check and then try and flip it to get recruiting business from them. Or they may try to talk to a peer of yours about you and your work and say, by the way, this is a position I'm trying to recruit for. Is this something that might interest you? There's a lot of little gambits that go on among third-party recruiters. Now, I know some people are going to respond by saying, would you do that with a company? No. Unfortunately, too many third-party recruiters are sleazy. We know this already. So the idea is to push them off because you don't know if you can trust them yet. And wink, wink, most of them, you probably can't. There are exceptions to this, but most of them you probably can't. And, you know, it's like being on a first date with someone. Could you give me a reference of your former husband or wife? I'd like to speak with them, please. Or someone that you went out with previously, because I'd like to know what you're like by talking to them. No, not on a first date, especially with an absolute stranger. You know, and obviously you would never do that in a dating situation. You get my point. Here, it's so important to very politely and with a smile on your face say, in due time. Yeah, we'll get to that, but the client wants it. That's okay. If you can't present me without that, then obviously you don't think I'm a fit. So we just leave it at that and move on. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways to get even more from me. First of all, visit my website, www.thebiggamehunter.us. I have several thousand blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find your next job. If you want the best of my advice, join jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated my information with a focus on interviewing. If you have a few questions, contact me through the Magnify app for iOS. That's Magnify with an I at the end. Or PrestoExperts.com, where you can call me. Schedule a specific time with me through chat on Magnify or by connecting with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Once we're connected on LinkedIn, you can message me about coaching you, speaking with me about a resume or LinkedIn profile critique, help with a salary negotiation, my trusted advisor services, as well as scheduling me through for Magnify or for PrestoExperts.com. Like you, I don't work for free. You can also take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and receive 2 months for free instead of just the one that the site offers. Skillshare offers thousands of courses, not just simply mine. It is a great resource in a variety of different areas. Subscribe to my other podcast, which is called Job Search Radio. This one is number one in Apple Podcasts. Job Search Radio is number two. Subscribe to both. You will get great information 7 days a week from this show, 6 days a week from the other. Lastly, I want to encourage you to join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's free to the first 500 people who join and is focused on helping you do better at work. Information is shared daily, and we're building a supportive group there to provide advice and counsel during difficult times. Again, the group on Facebook is called Career Angles. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Be great!
This episode is sponsored by Schwann's.com. What are you having for dinner tonight? Good question. Schwann's Home Delivery has a solution for you. Stock up your freezer with high-quality frozen foods like premium meats and sides, delicious ready-made meals, ice cream, and more. No subscriptions, no memberships, just a friendly yellow truck that's been delivering food for almost 70 years. Listeners of this show get a special deal. Get 20% off your first order with code YUM20. Check out schwanns.com/yum for details.